It is a place beyond real, far beyond. Jesus calls this place born again. John chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, Ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. This place called born again must not be confused with churchianity, the house of half-hearted commitments. This place is the open door of magnificent promises, abundant life, and the very door of eternal life itself, but it requires a living sacrifice, my life, surrendered unto Christ. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This place called born again takes precedence over all that man can measure by his natural senses. Here, real takes on its real definition. Are you ready to experience the best day of your life with a promise of every day thereafter will be better? Are you ready to have all your sin and shame expunged from your record? Are you ready for answers to all your questions and solutions to all your problems? Hallelujah! Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 6, verses 12 through 22, And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. And everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I make my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind and of cattle after their kind. Of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shalt come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all God commanded him, so did he. Man said, there was no catastrophic flood that destroyed the whole earth. There is no God, and Noah is simply folklore passed down from generation to generation. Now the record. Man is in denial. He refuses to acknowledge the obvious reality of the global flood approximately 4,359 years ago. God's word says man is willingly ignorant. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 13 speaks of this willing ignorance of the global flood in the days of Noah and the world's soon coming destruction by fire. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat? Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Jesus spoke of the Noahic flood and compared it to his return for the church just prior to and central to the end of this world as we know it. Matthew chapter 4, verses 37 through 42. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. There are three ends of the world in the Word of God. Number one, the global flood in Noah's day, which was accompanied with catastrophic celestial and terrestrial destruction. Everything that had the breath of life in its nostrils, with the exception of the inhabitants of the ark, was destroyed. Creation geologists point to this place of cataclysmic global trauma, with one result being unheard-of tectonic plate movement, creating global mountain ridges, the Earth's present geography, as well as the ocean deeps. End of the world number two. The second end of the world approaches. This will be identified by the great 7-day tribulation period, in which much of this world and its population will be destroyed. This culminates with the return of Jesus Christ at the devastating battle of Armageddon. Keep in mind that Jesus compared his return to the days of Noah. The world was filled with evil then, and it is today. According to geologists, tectonic plate movements in the days of Noah created mountain ridges, etc. But the days of Christ's return will be accompanied by an earthquake of global proportions. Mountains will fall down flat. Islands, which are oceanic mountain peaks, will disappear, and every wall will fall down flat. The day of the second end of the world is approaching. For more information, review the following God Said, Man Said features. Number three. The third end of the world takes place at the end of the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ upon this earth. Revelation chapter 20, verses 7 through 10. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about in the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Then finally, as noted in 2 Peter chapter 3 earlier, the world will be destroyed by fire, and God will create a new heaven and a new earth for the righteous to dwell in. God Said, Man Said has many features concerning the flood of Genesis. The following pieces of information simply add to the undeniable proof that the catastrophic deluge most certainly occurred. The following excerpts were published in the newly updated 2010 book, Inside the Mysteries of the Bible, published by the American Bible Society. Many of the ancient flood stories include a leader with a name strangely similar to the one used in the Bible's account, Noah. Among them are May means water, Nu means Noah, Manoah, Noah's waters, and Mini, Sue for water, and more. The Chinese word for boat is a combination of three ancient symbols, the vessel, the number eight, and mouth, which together tell the story of eight people saved by a boat. The summit of Mount Everest is composed of deep marine limestone with fossils of ocean-bottom-dwelling crinoids at 29,035 feet above sea level. Whale skeletons have been found at 440 feet above sea level north of Lake Ontario, 500 feet above sea level in Vermont, and 600 feet above sea level in the Montreal, Quebec area. In 2003, Ohio State University scientists drilled ice cores in the Peruvian Andes that indicate a global climate change may have occurred approximately 5,000 years ago. Geologists studying the deadly eruption of St. Helens in Washington State on May 18, 1980, were amazed at how quickly powerful lava flows carved through solid rock and laid down hundreds of feet of new rock in a matter of hours rather than millions of years. The massive eruption created a canyon some 1/40th the scale of the Grand Canyon in Arizona, end of quote. Jesus said of the world's second end, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." God said Noah, and the record confirms. God said Genesis chapter 6, verses 12 through 22, "And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within, and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third story shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. And thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shalt come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he." Man said, "There was no catastrophic flood that destroyed the whole earth. There is no God, and Noah is simply folklore passed down from generation to generation. Now you have the record."